We've asked all of the seven candidates why they entered this race. For Senator Steve Martin, it's about preserving certain values.
We need someone who is true to the commitment to the principles of limited government, free enterprise, competitive markets, and individual liberty. And someone who understands that the messages of faith, family, and freedom, and the messages of hope, growth, and opportunity go hand in hand with each other.
Martin has served as a delegate and senator and believes that dual experience makes him the most qualified.
I've chaired some of the toughest committees and commissions in the legislature, and I've carried some of the iconic legislation that people think of, including the welfare reform, voter ID bills. I took pen to paper and wrote the two sentences that became the Health Care Freedom Act. I've had to carry through the legislature and shepherd through the legislature's chairman some of the tough stuff that we dealt with throughout the years.
He says the lieutenant governor can also be a chief jobs creations officer, someone who would know how to attract more business to Virginia.
We've got the widening of the Panama Canal is scheduled for 2014. Ships are going to be coming through the Panama Canal and looking for a place to port here on the East Coast. We are already the most southern, truly deep water terminal port on the East Coast. And we are also the northernmost right-to-work state. If you add to that being the only state in the Mid-Atlantic that doesn't have a corporate income tax, those ships will come here. And we'll need the jobs that are required for receiving, distribution, refining, manufacturing, and redistribution.
As to why he should be the top choice among Republican candidates for lieutenant governor, Martin points to his conservative values.
Because I'm the candidate that you can look at their 25-plus year record, consistent, solid, conservative record, and tell from that how I'm going to conduct myself in office.
As a member of the Prince William Board of Supervisors, Corey Stewart lacks experience at the state level, but given the demographic makeup of his county, Stewart says that makes him a more attractive candidate across the state.
I have a proven record not only of accomplishment, but a proven record to be able to win independent votes in Northern Virginia, a proven record of an ability to win minority voters, and that is what's going to be critical. We as a party, the Republican Party, must appeal to minority voters in particular and youthful voters if we are to remain as a party instead of heading toward extinction.
Stewart says he entered the race because he recognizes that each region of the state has its own economic issues to contend with.
Too much of Virginia is still in economic turmoil. Southside Virginia, Southwest Virginia, and other parts of the state are hurting. Even other parts of the state that are doing relatively well, like Northern Virginia and Hampton Roads, people are very nervous about their economic futures.
In the area of legislative priorities, Stewart shares some goals with Senator Martin.
I would like to see the elimination of the state corporate income tax. This would generate more than $10 billion in new GDP, create upwards of 100,000 new jobs, especially in Southside and Southwest Virginia. And that is what I would like to see, some real business reforms.
Other GOP candidates seeking the nomination are Northern Virginia CEO Pete Schneider, Chesapeake Pastor E.W. Jackson, Stafford County Supervisor Susan Stimson, Woodbridge Delegate Scott Lingamfelter, and former Fairfax Senator Jean Marie Davis. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.